You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Moving right along here. It's still Monday. Last time I checked, the sun's out, though. It's very, very nice. It feels like autumn for the first time. And firewood's coming up. Woodland Tree has that. Got to give them a call and get some of that going on for you. We had a fire last night outside. It felt great. And so get some wood before it's all gone. They got plenty over there at Woodland Tree. The other things happening in the world, I don't know. The news is... It's just one of those slow days. There was a fire in Wildfire, Arkansas, in case you were worried about that. And 9 people got shot at some club overnight. Nightclub drive-by shooting. Oh, no, they're in court today. This isn't anything new. The Truth Night Bar. All right. So that went well. And beyond that, there's really the same old stuff. I have no idea. I did see over the weekend, and tomorrow we'll have our Tuesday guest here, Kyle Veazey and Mr. Waters from the Commercial Appeal. I didn't read the story because at the time I didn't care. And it isn't that I don't care. It's just that I am over it. The statue thing did not go well. I guess they did vote on it and they said, no, they can't come down. Is that what happened?
I need to look it up.
I didn't. I saw the headline and thought, oh, here we go again with this. So I completely on purpose this weekend checked out and did not watch any news of any kind because after a while you just can't take it. So I guess this is going to be an issue. And now we have to see how the mayor and them are going to handle this. They may try to supersede, transcend, tell these people up in Nashville to go away. These 29 people Who are these people that are part of this society that makes decisions based upon they're up outside of Nashville someplace, and why is our business here any of their business? Because they're on some kind of society that gives them some authority and some power. Well, that dog won't hunt, I don't think, down here, because everybody is tired of this. The back and forth, the various sides. I saw in the paper yesterday there were two op-ed pieces or two different commentaries on this thing, one for and one again. And everybody has their reasons. We've all heard this until we're blue in the face. It's not about hate. It's about history. Okay. Well, I'm not going to get into it because I'm so over this. And as far as I'm concerned, they can either leave it there or blow it up. And that's what's going to happen is somebody is going to, some night, just drive a truck right into it and get it done with. And, or the mayor and the council this week will take some steps and say, we're tired of waiting on you people. The option they had was to put this off for, I guess, till next year sometime. Well, that was not going to work either. So I suppose they somehow worked it in and they voted, no, it's not coming down. Now, that was just the forest statue, I guess, or all of them. I can't keep up. But tomorrow we'll find out more about that. And likely that's not going to be a very pleasant topic. What did you find?
Yeah, it was denied. The request was denied. The city officials, though, plan to appeal the decision within 60 days. So
that means 2 more months of this?
Yeah, I guess.
I thought that they were going to just go, screw you guys. It's coming down. And you can't stop us. But I suppose that the mayor and all them want to do this with, I guess, through all the right channels and not break the protocol and not be difficult about this. But it is absurd that 29 people that live somewhere else can tell this city what to do with its history and its statues. That one in particular, because that statue was moved for no apparent reason. Mr. Forrest and Mrs. Forrest Gump were both dead. when they moved them, and they're still dead. They don't care. But everybody else seems to. So for God's sake, let's do something about this before somebody has a conniption meltdown fit. And tomorrow we will bust out on Kyle Vesey and get an answer and just ruin his day, which isn't hard to do.
No.
So we'll look forward to that tomorrow morning when he's here. Other news that's not the local news. Let's see. Starbucks, I'm convinced, they have some kind of PR person or an entire staff whose job is to get them in the news every day. And they do it with the most insipid, idiotic stuff you can imagine. This is the one for today. And they have a gift for doing this. Every company of this size has an agency or a PR firm or somebody that, you know, plants these stories and gets them in the news. And people like us pick it up on a slope, it is one paragraph. There's a website called eater.com, E-A-T-E-R, claims that Starbucks may secretly be developing a zombie-themed Frappuccino for Halloween. Ooh.
Wes.
This is the freaking news, people. Sources say more fake news. No sources named. The drink will contain a creme Frappuccino base, green caramel apple powder, pink powder, whipped cream, and a pink mocha drizzle. The zombie frappe is expected to be available to the public beginning October 26th. So mark it down on your calendar.
Can't wait.
I mean, this is what... This
I
is.
Guess if they did red drizzle, it would be like blood. It would have the green stuff too, so it looked like Christmas. So I guess they have to do pink and green,
but
which reminds me of a little
girl.
Who's
going to buy this? Little kids.
There needs to be an eyeball in there or something. Come on.
Give these to the kids in, like, you know, small cups and get them jacked up. And what a complete and utter waste of time. Over the weekend, the movies. Oh, there's Marsha Blackburn. Bless her heart. Hey, hon. Oh, God. We're going to watch her face on TV now for, what, a year? Great. She's trying to fight the opioid crisis. God love her. You go, girl. The movies this weekend, Happy Death Day was number one. I somehow missed that one. I don't know what it is. I'm guessing it was a horror film. Blade Runner 2049 got great reviews, but it appears to be a stiff. Number two, 15 million. The Foreigner, I have no idea what it is. It, number four this week, $6 million. So once again, nobody went to the movies very much. It's unfortunate. The Mountain Between Us, American Made, which also got great reviews, not doing well. There's Legos, there's My Little Pony, and a bunch of other nonsense that didn't do very well. The Cubs lost both games in L.A. over the weekend. They may be getting some help from the Pope. Somebody who is a Cubs fan gave a friend a specially made Cubs shirt, a jersey, because the guy was going to Rome. He was going to meet with the Pope for some reason. And so he gave the Pope a Cubs shirt, and the back of it says, Pope Francis I.
Nice.
So maybe that might help. Or then again, it might be in a complete and utter jinx.
When can he wear it? Sleep in?
I don't think that the Pope wears that kind of gear when he's out, you know, gigging around.
Right.
He wears his, you know, robes and stuff. But he may have it on under his little outfit. I have no idea. If you are one of these people that buy sneakers, I don't get... Soul a Collector, which is a website for sneaker-ophiles, claims that Nike is releasing another Back to the Future sneaker. I guess the first bunch did great. Doc Brown's Vandals will hit the stores in October. This is coming up this weekend. The high-top sneakers are orange and feature a Velcro strap around the high top because you're too effing lazy to tie your shoes. So now you're wearing old man shoes with Velcro stuff on them because you're a lazy piece. Let's see what else there is.
Your son will get some.
Oh, he probably already has them. Facebook, in the never-ending attempt to own the world, whether it's Facebook or Google or Amazon or Starbucks, the competition is thick, and they are always trying to outdo the other with something. Facebook is launching a new order your own food service that combines national restaurant chains, cafes in your area, and the top, I guess that they will somehow, you tap on this thing that says order food on the explore page. What is that? Do you know? I have no clue. And you choose what you want to have brought to your house or to pick up yourself. The order food feature will keep adding more restaurants, and it works with iPhones and Android and via desktop. So on your Facebook page, you can watch for this to happen. You can order food on your Facebook page because they want you to be on there as much as you possibly can so they can keep getting all your info off of there and keep selling it to other people. So this is entrapment, once again, by Facebook, which is the devil and may cause the end of the world. But y'all keep on there playing and having a good time because they're watching every move you make. And now they want you to be on there to order food. So that's their current scam. The best restaurant in the world has been named. This is an interesting thing. And I can't imagine how they do this because this is a big old place, this world. And there are restaurants from Paris to New York to Tokyo that are all, great. The Black Swan Pub in Oldstead, North Yorkshire, England, has been named the best restaurant in the world, according to TripAdvisor. They came to this conclusion after they analyzed info from reviews by the millions and opinions from around the world that were posted on their site over a one-year period. That is a vast survey there, over a year. And this went on forever, and they got all these opinions and reviews from everybody who went there, I suppose. The Black Swan upset the restaurant that won it last year. Martine Berasategui, someplace in Spain. Belmond Le Manoir au Croissant. This is all foreign stuff. This was in France, and something in Britain came in third. But the Black Swan Pub in England, the best restaurant in the world. If you're heading over there, look it up. It's probably on the Facebook or someplace like that to find if you wish to. The safest world cities, and there's not, well, no, there is one from this country. I didn't think there was any in America. I wouldn't have guessed that Tokyo was the world's most safe big city. It's a huge, huge place. But crime is not a problem there. I suppose that guns aren't an issue and crime is not. This was all kind of based upon cyber attacks, the crime rates, access to doctors and to hospitals, and the safety of buildings and transportation. They're number one, followed by Singapore, Osaka, Toronto, and Melbourne. The only one in America that was, it was ranked 15th, was San Francisco. That's the only one in the top 20. Zurich was up there, Hong Kong, Stockholm, and others, but only one in America is top 20. So that doesn't make us look very good now, does it? So Tokyo is on top for the safest places to be. So good for them. Today is John Mayer's 40th birthday. He wrote one of the best songs ever about getting old. I'm going to play that. And what a long, strange trip it is. And this song, I guess he wrote when he was because this was on his album Continuum, and he wrote this when he was 26, I think, or 27. And he wrote this song, and he bought himself a gift. It is a diamond-encrusted necklace with a picture of Jeff Bridges as the Big Lebowski. That's what he bought for himself. And this is his song that he wrote about, well, getting older, because we're all doing that. And it's a long, strange trip, and he wrote this tune. If this cursor will work, I'll play it for you right now. This is John Mayer on his 40th birthday.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Oh, well. Kind of a quiet Monday, which is nice. There's nothing really happening that is out of control like the past couple of months have been. But just as, you know, sure as I say that, the worm will turn. But it's a beautiful morning. Hope you're doing okay. Kids are back in school. Fall break is over with. You got some baseball tonight. Yankees and Astros are back at it. And that's in the Bronx for the next three games in a row. Cubs Dodgers resume their best of seven. And that's tomorrow night at Wrigley Field in Chicago, where I bet you it'll be pretty chilly. So they have three of those in a row there. These are all best of sevens, the last two games before the World Series. So I presume that by this time next week, we'll know who's in the series. And the Dodgers have won the first two, and the Astros have won their first two. So we need to see some action from the Cubs and Yankees. That would be a fun thing to see. But so would the Yankees and the Dodgers. That'd be great for the game of baseball, too. So we'll see how this works out. Tonight there's a football game on. The Titans are on playing the Colts. So that'll be fun. That'll be on TV too. And there were some big upsets over the weekend in college ball. And Alabama apparently, well, obviously, is the best team out there in the ranks of college football. Ole Miss had a good weekend. Good for them. The Tigers had a big win over Navy. And that was a hot day, I hear. But it cooled off. And so now they'll maybe get some more crowds. That was college football week seven. Is that right, or eight? It's all going by so.
Seven, yeah.
So
seven.
Fast. So the NFL tonight, Aaron Rodgers is likely out for the season. He got hit. His collarbone was exposed. It just happens. And he got snapped in two. So he is out likely for the year. And that's unfortunate because he is really good and a good dude, too, it seems like. And so I hate to see these guys going down like this, but this game is not going to get any less. This is going to always be a violent, violent game. The guys are going to always get hurt. And he is the current one, so that is quite unfortunate. Our buddy Josh Hysaw is back at work today, too. He didn't ever stop, I don't think. He sells homes every day. He's out there getting it done for he and his colleagues over there at Keller Williams, and they have a system for this process that creates demand and gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. He has proof of this. I have names here of folks by the dozens who have worked with him. If your home isn't sold in 45 days, he will step in and he'll just make the payments or just buy the house outright. Your choice. And you can do that with him until you want to stop. But why would you? In most cases, these things go on the market. They get shown and sold sometimes in the same day and for more money than you had on the table. So why not use this guy? He gets these houses sold, and it's done quickly, and that is what you want, to get it done and move along. 461-8147 is his phone number, or joshsellsthemidsouth.com. joshsellsthemidsouth.com. Thank you, Mr. Hysaw, for being on the program. We thank you for your support, and y'all support him because this dude knows how to get houses sold, and that's what it's all about. The news is, it's done. I got some more dumbasses, so why not? Honorary dumbasses are always fun. Love this lady, but hon, it's just, it's really hard to hit squirrels with guns. Unless you are, well, out there in the woods and are trained with these kind of things. This lady in Longmont, Colorado. The police had to lock her up because she kind of flipped out because these squirrels can make you go crazy because they taunt your dogs and they make your dogs go nuts, which makes you go nuts and everybody is unhappy. And they are just rats with tails and don't deserve to live on the planet. But they're out there and they eat your, they're little pests and they're awful. And if you're going to plant any bulbs this fall, you better cover them up with chicken wire or something because they will eat them and destroy them. This lady was, it says she was talking to herself at this cafe out there near Denver when she began to throw things at this squirrel. She was out on the patio and the squirrel was getting on her nerves and getting close to her. So she was throwing stuff from the table at the squirrel. Somebody else that was there began to feed the small beast to get it away from her, but she got mad. Well, Miss Morrison had a gun in her purse, and she's sitting at this little cafe outside, and she pulled the trigger four times. The gun did not discharge, thankfully. Because she was either drunk or insane. And she put the gun up before they called the police and carted her off for trying to fire a weapon in a public place at a squirrel. But that's what they can do to you. They can make you insane. And so she had to be sedated because she just lost her freaking mind. There's a whole bunch of junk here about Halloween, which I think everybody is already over with because it's been in our faces since Labor Day. And that's been, well, a month and a half. And there's still 2 weeks to go before this is over with. And then it'll be Christmas time immediately. Top Halloween costumes. Does anybody care about this? Action, superhero. Batman is tied with a princess for number two. This is a bit redundant. Third is an animal, a cat, dog, or a monkey. Opt for the monkey. Number four is Spider-Man. Didn't we cover that with action hero at the top?
You'd think.
Number five is a Star Wars character. That's a little bit unoriginal. Six is a witch. Wow, that's pretty creative. Number seven is a Marvel hero, including Spider-Man. This is redundant. Number eight's a ghost. Good thinking. Number nine is a princess, and number 10 is Wonder Woman. Come on, people. Can't you be more creative than that?
Yeah, where's Minecraft and all this?
I don't know what these people think about. The top group costume, what are the Daenerys? I have no idea. And Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. I have no idea what this is. Baywatch cast members? Seriously?
Why?
Top family costumes, Beauty and the Beast. That's clever. Jurassic Park. You all go as dinosaurs or something. I don't understand this. And this is for kids and it should be done like once every, you know, third year. It's a complete and utter waste of time.
Do you have the orange lights out yet in your yard?
You know better than that. But we have neighbors that do.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yes. And there are pumpkins everywhere. But you better go in and buy them because now's the time, because these things will rot in the heat pretty fast. But now that it's cooled off, go on and buy some and they'll be pretty for about a week. Then they'll rot and it'll all be over with. So Bono's in the news. Bono, it says here, surprised people at a church, the Gimnasio Moderno Church in Bogota, Colombia. Bono was there for some reason, incognito, it says here, until it came time for a communion when he walked to the front accompanied by his security guards to take the wafer and drink the wine. And then I guess he performed some miracles and was named a saint. I have no idea. But Bono was there and he walked up to with his bodyguards beside him in a church in a small town, Why does he require the bodyguards to walk with him?
Right. And if it's small, that could be over here on the sides, but why walk?
That doesn't seem to be necessary to have these big guys with you to take your community. I don't get it. Tom Kiefer of Cinderella, the front man, was rushed to a hospital over the weekend because he's old, boring, and the band sucks. No, that's not true. He had heat exhaustion and severe dehydration, and the band sucks, and he's old and should get out of the business because nobody cares anymore. I'm not reading another piece about Harvey Weinstein for any reason unless he kills himself, which he apparently is on suicide watch. And if you were him, you would be too, because this gets uglier and uglier by the day. But I just don't know who it is that cares outside of Hollywood and the media. Nobody knows who the guy is. He's a pig. We all get it. He's beyond a pig. Mm-hmm. But the stories, is this what, 2 weeks old or just a week?
Yeah, it seems like two. Maybe it's one. But every time you look at the darn TV, is his hideous face.
Nobody cares except people out there in that other world. Nobody cares. So Mr. Weinstein is going to be in the news endlessly but this just won't go away. And everybody and their mother has a comment about it. And nobody needs to hear it. So please make Harvey Weinstein go away. Please, 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 please. And make this thing work for me, because it's so much more funner when it does work. And sometimes it does. Now.